జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌడ భక్త బృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌడ భక్త బృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త బృంద క్లాస్ ఆన్ ద శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితమృత మధ్య లీల చాప్టర్ 13 ది ఎక్స్టాటిక్ డాన్సింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అట్ రథయాత్ర. We begin with the chapter summary. A summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Prabaha Bhashya as follows. After bathing early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, get aboard their three cars. This function is called Pando Vijay. At that time, King Prataparudra took a broom with a golden handle and began to cleanse the road. Lord Jagannath took permission from the goddess of fortune and then started in the car for the Gundicha temple. The road to the temple led along a broad sandy beach, and on both sides of the road were residential quarters, houses, and gardens. Along that road, the servants called Gaudas began to pull the cars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his Sankirtan party into 7 divisions. With 2 mridangas in each division, they were altogether 14 mridangas. While performing kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged their feelings very blissfully. When the cars reached the place known as Balagandhi, the devotees offered the deities simple food. At this time, in a nearby garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees took a brief rest from the dancing. Text number 1. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Sri Ratagre Nanartaya Yena Sij Jagatam Chitram Jagannatho Pi Vismita. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Brinda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Srota Gana Shuna Kari Ekaman Ratayatraya Nritya Prabhur Parama Mohan. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rathayatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear it with great attention. Aradina Mahaprabhu hoy savadan Ratre urte ghana sange koila pratasnan. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Pandu Vijay Dheki Bare Karila Gamana Jagannatha Jatra Koila Chadi Singhasan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijay. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. Apani Prata Parudra Lai Bhatra Gana Mahaprabhur Gane Kare Vijay Darshan. King Prata Parudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Nitai Adi Sangha Bhaktigana Suke Mahaprabhu Deke Ishwara Gaman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Ratha Yatra. Varishta Daita Gana Yena Matahati Jagannatha Vijay Karaya Kari Hati Hati. The very strongly built Daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word Daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Daitas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they are known as Daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snana Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath car. In the Kshetra Mahatmya, these Daitas are said to come from the Shabras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the Daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. Those Daitas coming from the Brahmana families are called Daita Patis, or leaders of the Daitas. The Daita Patis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snana Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever, and that the Daita Patis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabras and was known as the deity Nilamadav. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Shabras, all the Shabra devotees were elevated to the position of Daitas. Kattak Daita Kariskanda Alambana Kattak Daita Dhare Sri Padma Charan. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the Daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. কাটি ঠাটে ভদ্রা দৃদ্ধা স্টুল পাত দরি দুই দিকে দায়ী তগনা উথায় থাহা ধরি দি লর্ড জগন্নাথ ডিটি ওয়াজ বাউন্ড এট দ্য ওয়েস্ট বাই আ স্ট্রং থিক রোপ মেড অফ সিল্ক ফ্রম টু সাইডস দি ডাইটাস কট হোল্ড অফ দিস রোপ এট রেইজ দ্য ডিটিস উচ্চাদৃদ্ধা টুলি সব পাটি স্থানে স্থানে এক টুলি হইতে ফয়রায়া আর টুলিতে আনে স্ট্রং পাফড আপ কটন পাডস প্যাডস কল্ড টুলিস ওয়ার স্প্রেড আউট ফ্রম দ্য থ্রোন টু দ্য কার এন্ড দ্য হেভি ডিটি অফ লর্ড জগন্নাথ ওয়াজ ক্যারিড ফ্রম ওয়ান পিলো লাইক প্যাড টু দ্য নেক্সট বাই দি ডাইটাস প্রভু পদা ঘাটে টুলি হয় খন্ড খন্ড টুলা সব উডে যায় শব্দ হয় প্রচন্ড ওয়াইল দি ডাইটাস ক্যারি দি হেভি জগন্নাথ ডিটি ফ্রম ওয়ান প্যাড টু দ্য নেক্সট সম অব দ্য প্যাডস ব্রোক এন্ড দ্য কটন কন্টেন্টস ফ্লোটেড ইন টু দি এয়ার এন্ড ওয়েন দে ব্রোক দে মেড আ হেভি ক্র্যাকিং সাউন্ড বিশ্বম্বর জগন্নাথে কে চালাইতে পারে আপনা ইচ্ছায় চলে করেতে বিহারে লর্ড জগন্নাথ ইজ দ্য মেইনটেইনার অফ দ্য হোল ইউনিভার্স হু ক্যান ক্যারি হিম ফ্রম ওয়ান প্লেস টু অনাদার দ্য লর্ড মুভস বাই হিজ পার্সোনাল উইল জাস্ট পারফর্ম হিজ পাস্ট টাইমস মহাপ্রভু মণিমা মণিমা করে ধ্বনি নানা বাদ্য কোলাহলে কিছু না শুনি ওয়াইল দ্য লর্ড ওয়াজ ট্রান্সপোর্টেড ফ্রম দ্য থ্রোন টু দ্য কার টুমাল্টুয়াস সাউন্ডস ওয়ার মেড অন ভেরিয়াস মিউজিক্যাল ইনস্ট্রুমেন্টস শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ওয়াজ চ্যান্টিং মণিমা মণিমা But he could not be heard. Purport. The word Manima is used to address a respectable person in Orisha. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya in this way. Tabe prata parudra kare apane sevan. Suvarna margini loy kare pata Samarjan. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. Chandan jalete kare patta nisechane tucha seva karivasi raja singhasane. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Uttam hai raja kare tuchha sevana, ata eva jagannathera kripara bhajana. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still, he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Mahaprabhu sukha paila se seva dekite. Mahaprabhu kripa hoila se seva hoite. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Atapi te deva padambujadvaya prasada leshanu grihita evahi Janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya ekopi chirang vichinvan. A devotee who has received even a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Prataparudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. This is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. The seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru, and by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. Ratera sajani deki loke chamatkar nava hema maya ratta sumera akar. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. Purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Ratayatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front page photo caption, quote, ISKCON Ratayatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square. The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance. Just as the residents of Puri compared the Ratayatra car to Mount Sumeru, the residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. Shata shata sucha amara darapane ujvala upare pataka shobe chandoya nirmala. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. Kagara kinkini bhaje gantara kvanita nana chitra patta vastre ratha vibhushita. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. Lilaya chadila ishwara ratera upar aradvi rate chade subhadra haladar. For the pastimes of the Ratayatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. Pancha dasha dina ishwara maha lakshmi lai Tara Sange Krida Koila Nibrite Vasya. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Purport. The 15-day period of Anuvasara is also called Nibritha, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Tahara samati lai bhakte sukadite rate chadi bahira hoila bihara karite. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Swakiya and Parakiya. The Lord's conjugal love in the Swakiya Ras relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwaraka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called parakiras. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in Svakiya Ras, and he goes to Vrindavan where he enjoys the Parakiya Ras. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parakiya Ras is superior to his pleasure in Svakiya Ras. In the material world, Parakiya Ras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The Parakiya Ras of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The Parakiya Ras in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold, and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish between gold and iron, one who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. Should I stop reading here? Archita? Should I speak something or... Okay. So first of all, to all of the visitors to this New Dwarka Dham, you have come at the best time to this temple. During this Rath Yatra festival, this is when New Dwarka shines so brightly. So this is the best time to visit New Dwarka, is at Rath Yatra. In the reading that we just heard, I am reminded, first there was that point about the Shabras and the Daitas. And immediately I am reminded of our own humble beginnings, that Prabhupada started this movement among the Malechas and the Yavanas. It was the hippies who, I don't even know if you can categorize them as Malechas and Yavanas. They were the ones who took up Prabhupada's movement. And it didn't take long, 1 year or more, and Ratha Yatra was established in our movement. San Francisco, 1967, was the first one. Here in New Dwarka, we've been doing it since 1977, I believe. Is that correct? 1977. So we can feel humbly proud that Lord Jagannath has agreed to come to the United States of Malechas and Yavanas. And our movement started here in this country. So we have a heritage. We have something to look back on, promote, and continue. And we have been elevated. We come from fallen, sinful backgrounds. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Jagannath, and of course, we can never forget Srila Prabhupada, we have been elevated to a high position. We have been elevated to come to the platform of being a Vaishnava, a devotee. We are elevated to act as brahmanas, spiritual masters. So we have heavy, heavy responsibility. I'm very grateful to my wife over the years because she's very fond of chastising me. Prabhuji, you're representing Srila Prabhupada. You can't act that way. And that's very good when she wants to get on my case. Very intelligently, she goes by that tactic. You're representing Srila Prabhupada. And all of us are representing Srila Prabhupada as we go out into the world. Whether we're dressed like this or dressed in disguise to look like an ordinary conditioned soul. But we're still representing Srila Prabhupada. Then another point that was made, Prataparudra. He tried to get darshan of Lord Jagannath. No. Of Lord Chaitanya, thank you. Lord Chaitanya. He wanted darshan of Lord Chaitanya. No. But on this day, the day of Rath Yatra, three times he got the mercy. We'll read about it. I'm going to spoiler alert. Three times. And what was the cause? The cause was humility. And I have put on my Facebook page as my slogan or somewhere, the greatest thing I have ever learned, humility. Not that I am, but at least I understand the principle. I'm not humble. I'm the most puffed up, but at least I understand the principle. And Lord Chaitanya instructs us, constantly wear around our necks. Trinadapi sunichena torariva sahishnuna amanina amanadena kirtaniya sadahari. Humble, humble. How humble? Don't worry. You cannot be too humble. If I think I'm humble, no. Keep going. Oh, I'm too humble. Nope. Keep going. Don't worry. Keep going. So Prataparudra became meek and humble servant of Lord Jagannath. Now Lord Chaitanya on this day will bless him with three special blessings. One, the dancing and chanting and everything is going on. Everybody's absorbed in ecstasy. At some point, Lord Chaitanya faints in front of Prataparudra, and none of the others notice it because they're too absorbed in hearing and chanting and dancing. Nobody is there, and Prataparudra gets to pick up Lord Chaitanya. First mercy. And of course, this is Lord Chaitanya's trick. He's doing this to bless him. But as soon as he comes to consciousness, don't touch me. External show. But he got to pick the Lord up. Would you like that also? Would you like to pick up Lord Chaitanya one day? Then, next mercy. There are three cars, and there are seven Sankirtan parties on the sides, front and back. Seven Kirtan parties. Each one has a lead dancer and a lead chanter, two mridangas, so many kartals in each group. Lord Chaitanya does miracle. After all, who is he? He's Krishna. He's exactly Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya expands himself and is dancing in each party simultaneously. But who can see this? Only the advanced devotees can see. Not everybody. Only the advanced. Prataparudra got that vision. He was able to see, wow, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in each party simultaneously. Special mercy. Then, the third one. He followed the instructions of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. At the point in the parade where there's a break, and they enter that garden, Lord Jagannath is fed. Everybody comes to make their offerings. And there's this garden, and all the chanters and dancers and kirtaniyas are taking rest because they are experiencing transcendental exhaustion. Transcendental, not material exhaustion. Transcendental. And Lord Chaitanya is lying down, and the king, stripped of his royal dress, comes, and he's dressed as a very simple, humble Vaishnava, not king. Humble, humble. And he goes to where Lord Chaitanya, he's following the instructions of the GBC, Sarvabhauma. And starts to massage the feet and legs of Lord Chaitanya. And was as he was instructed, he starts to sing the extra wonderful section of the 10th canto. He sings the gopis' prayers, the most elevated chapter in all of Srimad Bhagavatam in that 10th canto. the gopis' prayers of separation after Krishna left the rasa dance. He starts to sing that chapter. And this puts Lord Chaitanya into the topmost state of ecstasy because he's half conscious, half resting like that. So he's hearing. And when he hears that line, tavakatamratam, tapta jivanam. And there's that line where it says that those who broadcast the message of Godhead are the most magnanimous, and that is Srila Prabhupada. He is the most magnanimous because he executed the order of his spiritual master, came out of India, and spread the Krishna consciousness movement alone. Of course, with our help. But he started this movement alone. So Lord Chaitanya, when he heard that, he said, no, he embraced Prataparudra. You are the most magnanimous, because he's filling Lord Chaitanya's heart with this topmost feelings of Srimad Bhagavatam, the highest ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya reveals special things to Prataparudra and tells him, do not talk about this to anyone. This is very select, very confidential. He was embraced by Lord. Who would like to be embraced by Lord Chaitanya? You got embraced by Lord Chaitanya? Forget about it. So he finishes. He offers obeisances. Leaves the garden. Three special mercies, all because of humility. So the secret of success for every one of us, try to remain meek and humble, serve Guru and Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and go back home, back to Godhead. Questions, comments, criticisms, chastisements. Yes, Prabhu.
It was worth mentioning that he actually, when he was trying to get darshan or to come out, and the king couldn't, the family went around in the Roy, he turned from southern India. And then, by the plea of Ramananda Roy, because he rendered service to Ramananda Roy by granting him retirement.
Yes.
And by also paying everything, salary, everything. So I think Ramananda was pleased with that. And Mahaprabhu himself has said that because of that, because he's a servant of a dear devotee of Krishna, so therefore he was eligible to attend darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
It says that his heart, Lord Chaitanya's heart, was softened.
Right.
And then there's that exchange with the king's son. He said, bring the prince. And the prince was dressed like Krishna. And so when the prince came looking like Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya embraced the prince. And when the prince went back, I think the Prataparudra embraced his son. It was as good as embracing Lord Chaitanya. What else? What other nectar?
Thank you, Prabhu. Amazing, wonderful class. What benefit does one derive from hearing these topics and being willing to assist in performing the Ratha Yatra ceremony?
The whole purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to develop love of God. The basis of love of God is hearing and chanting. Just by hearing, like we heard for so long, just by hearing, we get benefited. We get blessed. We get purified. That verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Hridyantaksto hiya badrani vidhunoti, your heart becomes cleansed. Cheto darpanam. So just by hearing, you get cleansed. Now, by performing Ratha Yatra, more cleansing, more mercy, you're developing more love of Godhead. What more could you want? When you get a drop of love of Godhead, you don't need anything else. What else? Yes? How long you want to go, boss? One more question? Okay.
Thank you, Niranjan. That was an amazing class. Thank
Hare Krishna.
Just to, from personal experience, illustrate what you were talking about, humility. The second time I went to the Puri Rath Yatra, I had a really strong desire to get up on the cart and hug Lord Jagannath because some people had told me about the experience.
In Jagannath Puri?
This is in Jagannath Puri. So I got up on the cart and I tried to go how all the other people were going, get in the line and, you know, and hug Lord Jagannath. But they saw me and they go, you know, the people on the cart with the sticks, they said, foreigner, foreigner, and they started hitting me with the sticks, you know. And I kept trying, you know, three or four times to get up there and then they smacked me. And then they were escorting me off of the cart, you know, around the side, and my friend was with me, and there was a little crevice down, like, right at the bottom of the you know, you could say the platform of the cart. So he points there, and he says, go there. So I got down on my hands and knees, and I'm just crawling through this little cave-like thing, and I'm crawling just like a worm. You know, I'm crawling like a worm, you know, and I got to Lord Jagannath, and I got to hug Lord Jagannath.
Wow.
So that, I had to be really humble.
Who can top that? All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Dancing.